Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Steve Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Welcome, Bark Radio listeners. And today we have with us another author of a great dog book. The name of the book is The Blue House Dog. And, Terry, would you introduce our guest?
Well, the author is Deborah Blumenthal. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you.
Well, Deborah, this is another one of those great illustrated books for kids of all ages, isn't it?
It is. It's a picture book, but I like to think it's for children, teenagers, adults, and dog lovers. And I've gotten great reaction to the book from people of all ages who are very sympathetic to the idea of rescuing an animal and anyone who has a dog and just loves to be around dogs. So,
and I think that applies to all of our listeners, so they're going to love your book.
Thank you.
So, Deborah, where did the idea for the book come from?
Well, it actually came from a New York Times story that ran in 2001, which I clipped, and it was a beautifully written story about a homeless dog wandering around a suburb of New York City. And everyone in the neighborhood really took to this animal. They would spot him here and there in the neighborhood, they'd leave food out for him, and everyone felt sorry for him, and he was part German Shepherd, part something else. He wandered around. He managed to hide out when he saw animal control, and he somehow managed to find enough food to survive. He was very smart, and he learned how to survive on the streets. No one wanted to call animal control, apparently, because they were afraid he'd be taken away, and he'd end up being euthanized. So they all did what they could, and actually after about 2 years of being alone on the streets, he was eventually caught by someone who was very caring, took him to a vet who took care of his problems, and he got adopted and adapted to home life, you know, rather than living out in the cold winters of New York City. So the story had a happy ending. And I thought it was just such a lovely story that it inspired me to write a picture book about it, and I did. And I actually wove in a character named Cody, a little boy who had lost his dog and sees this dog wandering around the streets and eventually wins the trust of this wary animal. And my story has a happy ending as well. He ends up with a new dog. So seem to respond positively to that.
It sounds like it's about relationships, the relationships that we have with animals.
It is, and as all dog owners know, it takes a certain amount of time for the dog to trust you and for you to bond with the animal, and that's especially the case if you're adopting an animal who's been living on the streets, who's very wary of human contact. So, you know, it is a long sort of slow dance of learning to get to know the animal and the animal getting to know you.
And what is the big lesson here for kids?
Well, you know, I really don't use the word lesson. I just hope it's a story about the rewards of the having an animal, of having a dog who you can relate to and take care of, and the dog in turn giving you love. And it's just a warm, caring relationship, and as all of us animal lovers know, there's nothing else in life like that deep bond you develop with your dog. I mean, they are literally your best friend, completely non-judgmental, and, you know, it adds a great dimension to your life.
Well, why don't you tell us, Deborah, about your dogs?
Okay. My dog, we actually first adopted a cat years ago, and it was a cat who had a really difficult time living with us and was attacking my daughter, and it was just not a good relationship, and we were very wary. So we brought the cat back to the shelter where we adopted it, and we said, you know, we've always really loved dogs more. Let's just adopt a dog. And we went out to, you know, the North Shore Animal League, and we adopted Molly, who is a Beagle Lab mix, and that was 9 years ago, and it's been great. We had, you know, I had never owned a dog, my husband had never owned a dog, so it was really a learning experience for the whole family. But, you know, fortunately, my daughter badgered us to get an animal. And, of course, we knew we would end up taking care of it, which is always the way it is. But she's added immeasurably to our lives. So we're obviously very happy now that it ended up that way. And in turn, we do have a cat, too, but we adopted from the streets of Houston where we were living, a poor little kitten who was going to end up in a facility where I don't think it would have survived long. So we took him in as well, and the two of them get along really well. It's very cute. So we have a happy animal home.
As it should be. We all should have our own packs that include some four-leggeds.
That's right.
Or several four-leggeds.
No, several. Unfortunately, in New York City, I don't have a backyard, or I would have another dog. But it's a little tight here, so we're restricted to two animals in the apartment.
But that's a wonderful thing. And we talk to so many folks about rescue animals. And
Yeah. It's
so huge. It's such an important part of life in this country, all over the world.
Right.
There's so many animals who need homes. And,
right.
And, you know, you've got a couple of them right there with you, perfect examples.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And, you know, I truly believe that they are so grateful that when you take them out of shelters, they really are. It's like on some level they understand what's going on. And I just can't imagine getting a dog any other way. I mean, they're just... where we were living in Texas for 5 years, and it's such an enormous problem there, and there are so many animals in the shelters and dogs and cats, and so many are euthanized that, to me it's just criminal, and I just want to do whatever I can to get these animals into happy homes, so it's really a cause that I support wholeheartedly.
We're there with you. We're big supporters of adoption, and we've done quite a number of different stories on that.
Absolutely, on rescue. It's a huge, huge issue. It's one that too many folks, I'm afraid, don't really know anything about, and that's what we try to do all the time.
Yeah.
Just get the word out. Get the word out. You know, if you're looking for a dog or a cat, consider a rescue. And some folks don't even know what that means.
And I think people also don't know that for every breed, practically, there's a rescue group. So, you know, if you want a particular dog, you can find a purebred. You can find, a puppy. You can find almost any type of dog around the country. There are different groups. Some of them will, bring the dog to you practically. So, there was really no need to go to a breeder or a pet store and purchase a dog and encourage that. So I think that really, that we have to hammer away at that message and let people know that no matter what kind of dog you want, it's out there waiting for you somewhere.
Absolutely. The right dog for you is out there somewhere.
Right.
Well, Deborah, tell our listeners where they can find your book.
Okay. It's available on Amazon.com. It's available on BarnesandNoble.com, independent bookstores. I don't know if Barnes & Noble has it now, but they can certainly order it. So really any place, all the independents, there's a website where you can find your local independent bookstore and order it through them. So it's widely available.
Excellent. And the name of the book, folks, is The Blue House Dog, by Deborah Blumenthal, and the illustrations are beautiful.
They are, actually. That was one thing that I wondered. How did you find Adam?
Well, interestingly enough, I can't take credit for finding Adam. My publisher found him, but I was terribly concerned that the book just come out the way I wanted to, with the pictures reflecting the emotions of the story. And so they did send me pictures of Adam's work, and I was really captivated. I think he's an enormously talented artist. So I was very excited. And I have to say, I've written 8 picture books. Out of all of them, this book just came out exactly the way I envisioned it. And I was really just delighted with the work. And he's a very talented artist. He's just the loveliest person you could imagine. And so, it was a great marriage, so to speak. I was really pleased with the way it turned out.
Yeah, I'm blown away with the cover. I love it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Well, Bark Radio listeners, we encourage you to get out there and get a copy of The Blue House Dog. And think about and talk about rescue dogs. And Deborah, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dee. It's my pleasure.
We'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care.